Hi, it's Dan Fleck here with the latest. There's been close to 6,900 confirmed COVID-19 cases nationwide, the latest including 17 in Victoria and 9 in New South Wales. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Nick Coatsworth's told Sky good hygiene's vital moving forward, especially with National Cabinet discussing the prospect of easing restrictions in a couple of days' time.
And will be our most important measures, particularly when we start opening businesses, that they enable processes that allow us to keep our distance from each other until we have a vaccine or effective treatment.
Well, great news from Western Australian health authorities confirming a week with no new cases of the virus. Well, 5 million Aussies have now downloaded the COVID Safe Tracing app. Meantime, Canberra's issued a plea to some of the thousands who've now recovered from the virus to donate blood. It's hoped the plasma taken from recovered patients might aid treatment of acute cases, with testing planned towards the end of the year. Looking overseas, and the US president's hosed down the findings of a report which suggests cases in the country will rise to 3,000 a day from next month.
Well, it's a report, and that's a report with no mitigation. So based on no mitigation, but we're doing a lot of mitigation.
Donald Trump there. The news comes as the US government considers winding down its COVID-19 task force. And those who got together a veggie garden during the worst of the supermarket hoarding are certainly saving a bit of money. A new study from the University of South Australia has estimated the best of the bunch are saving $250 a year in groceries. A bunch of NRL clubs are back training ahead of the revamped 20-round season kicking off later this month. It looks as though full contact work will begin from next week under strict guidelines. Bulldogs forward Josh Jackson says the playing group is keen to get back to what they do best.
Hopefully it's as soon as next week, and that'll give us a good 2 to 3 weeks of that contact, which probably should be enough, I would imagine. But I guess the thing is that every club's on the same page, so it's a level playing field, I guess.